Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Eat to Beat Disease by physician-scientist William W. Lee, MD, presents a food-first framework for supporting the body's built-in defense systems. Drawing on research from biomedicine and nutrition science, the book argues that everyday dietary choices can influence key biological processes tied to chronic illness, including inflammation, immune function, blood vessel growth, and cellular repair. Rather than positioning food as a substitute for medical care, Lee emphasizes how strategic eating may help reduce risk, improve resilience, and complement treatment by targeting underlying mechanisms that many diseases share. The approach is practical and consumer-friendly. It highlights specific foods, explains why they may matter, and connects them to real-world health concerns such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, and neurodegenerative conditions. Readers can expect an accessible tour of how the body protects and restores itself, paired with guidance on building meals that align with that science. The result is a motivating bridge between laboratory insights and daily habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defense systems thinking, one strategy, many conditions. A central idea in the book is that many seemingly different diseases share common biological pathways, and that the body already has defense systems designed to keep those pathways in balance. Instead of focusing only on named diagnoses, the framework emphasizes supporting mechanisms such as regulating inflammation, maintaining healthy blood flow, renewing damaged tissues, and keeping immune responses appropriately calibrated. This orientation can be empowering because it shifts attention from fear of individual conditions to actionable daily support of resilience. The book connects this concept to modern chronic disease patterns, where lifestyle and environment can overwhelm normal protective processes over time. It also clarifies that the goal is not perfection or extreme restriction, but consistent choices that nudge biology in a healthier direction. By describing disease as a process rather than an event, the book encourages readers to think in terms of risk reduction and long-term trajectory. This systems view also makes room for personalized experimentation. Different people may respond differently to the same foods depending on metabolic health, microbiome, sleep, stress, medications, and genetics. The practical takeaway is a mindset shift towards strengthening the body's innate capacity to defend and repair alongside appropriate clinical care. Secondly, angiogenesis and blood vessel health through food. One of the most distinctive themes associated with Lee's work is angiogenesis, the process by which the body grows and remodels blood vessels. Healthy angiogenesis supports wound healing and tissue maintenance, while dysregulated blood vessel growth can contribute to diseases where tissues are either starved of circulation or abnormally overfed. The book explains why blood vessel balance matters for cardiometabolic health and for conditions where abnormal vascular growth plays a role. It then translates that science into everyday eating, spotlighting foods and dietary patterns that may help maintain vascular function, including choices associated with polyphenols, nitrates, fiber, and healthy fats. Beyond individual ingredients, the discussion underscores the cumulative effect of meals on endothelial function, blood pressure, and metabolic signaling. Readers also get a sense of how vascular health is influenced by the broader context of lifestyle, such as physical activity and sleep, which interact with nutrition. The practical value of this section is that it offers a concrete biological target people can understand, making food choices feel less abstract. By linking circulation and vessel signaling to daily diet, the book provides a coherent narrative for why certain foods are repeatedly associated with better long-term outcomes. Thirdly, immune support without hype, calming and activating at the right time. The book frames immunity as a dynamic system that must both attack genuine threats and avoid excessive, self-damaging responses. Rather than treating immune health as simply boosting defenses, it emphasizes balance, supporting surveillance against infections and abnormal cells, while reducing chronic low-grade inflammation that can drive long-term disease. This perspective aligns with contemporary understanding that metabolic health, gut health, and inflammatory signaling are intertwined. Food enters the story as a steady input that can shape immune cell behavior through nutrients, phytochemicals, and effects on the microbiome. The text highlights how certain dietary patterns may be linked with improved immune readiness and healthier inflammatory profiles, especially diets rich in plant diversity, fiber, and minimally processed ingredients. It also recognizes that immune needs can differ depending on age, stress load, sleep quality, and existing conditions, which makes one-size rules unreliable. A useful practical message is that immune-supporting eating is often the same as heart and brain-supporting eating, because many pathways overlap. By presenting immunity as a system to tune rather than an enemy to fight, the book helps readers avoid extreme claims and focus on habits that are sustainable, evidence-oriented, and compatible with medical guidance. Fourthly, metabolism, microbiome, and inflammation, the daily feedback loop. Another major topic is the way metabolism, gut microbes, and inflammation interact in a feedback loop that can either protect health or push the body toward chronic disease. The book explains that metabolic dysfunction is not only about weight, but also about how the body handles glucose, lipids, and energy storage, and how those processes influence hormones and inflammatory mediators. The microbiome appears as a key mediator. What you eat changes microbial composition and activity, which in turn affects short-chain fatty acids, intestinal barrier integrity, and immune signaling. This section encourages readers to see diet quality and food processing as important levers. Highly processed, low-fiber eating patterns can make it easier for inflammation and insulin resistance to build, while fiber-rich, plant-forward eating patterns are commonly associated with better metabolic markers and gut-derived signaling. The emphasis is on trends over time, not a single meal. Practical guidance centers on diversifying plants, prioritizing whole foods, and using targeted additions that align with the book's defense systems approach. The reader benefit is a clearer map of why cravings, energy swings, and gradual health changes may reflect biology responding to repeated inputs, and how improving those inputs can change the trajectory. Lastly, building a practical eat-to-beat plan, from grocery cart to plate, the book aims to convert complex science into choices that people can actually make, especially in the grocery store and kitchen. It presents a pragmatic style of implementation focused on adding protective foods rather than relying only on restriction. Readers are guided toward assembling meals that support multiple defense systems at once, such as combining fiber-rich plants, healthy fats, protein sources, herbs and spices, and minimally processed staples. The approach also values consistency and enjoyment, since adherence is a major predictor of results in real life. A key theme is that small changes can compound, and that food can be used as a daily tool for prevention and support even when someone is also following a medical treatment plan. The book's practical lens includes how to choose higher quality versions of common foods, how to think about beverages, and how to make eating patterns sustainable across work, travel, and family routines. It also encourages readers to evaluate claims critically and to coordinate with clinicians when managing conditions or medications. The overall goal is to equip readers with a repeatable system, understand the biological target, choose foods that align with it, and build meals that fit personal preferences and constraints. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want science-based nutrition guidance without drifting into fad dieting, especially people interested in prevention, healthy aging, and reducing long-term risk for chronic illness. It is also useful for anyone managing cardiometabolic concerns, inflammation-related symptoms, or recovery goals who wants a food strategy that can complement clinical advice. The benefit comes from its mechanism-focused lens by explaining how blood vessel regulation, immune balance, microbiome signaling, and tissue repair connect to everyday foods. It gives readers a clear reason to change habits and a way to prioritize what matters most. That clarity can translate into better grocery decisions, more consistent meal routines, and a stronger sense of control over health trajectory. Compared with similar nutrition books that rely mainly on rules, elimination lists, or single nutrient claims, this one stands out for organizing food choices around shared biological pathways across many diseases. It also avoids framing food as a miracle cure, which makes the message more credible and easier to integrate with medical care. If you are looking for a grounded, motivating guide that links modern biomedical research to actionable eating, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support William W. Lee, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.